A broken ice machine has stalled commercial fishing for two villages on the lower Yukon River, and no one will fix it. Fishermen have to travel 90 miles and back to get ice, and they're calling for help. Meanwhile, the fish and the opportunity for income are swimming by. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Fishermen in Marshall and Russian Mission have missed three commercial openings since the machine's compressor broke last week. They're missing on yet another opening today and two more if the problem isn't fixed by this weekend. And it most likely won't be, because this problem is an expensive one, $15,000.
Our way of life out here is in jeopardy due to a simple part for an ice machine.
Nick Andrew Jr. is a commercial fisherman in Marshall. There are 48 commercial fishermen in his village in Russian Mission. All of them are small skiff operations, and all of them rely on Marshall's now-defunct ice machine. The machine holds 8,000 pounds of ice. During an opening, fishermen use about half that per day. Marshall's village corporation, Master Kulik, owns the machine, but is refusing to fix it, a situation, Andrew says, that's frustrating villagers.
Basically, you know, this has angered a lot of us fishermen and shareholders because, one, it's their property. Two, they're profiting off the fishermen.
Profits come from buying items at the corporation's store. Andrew says the issue speaks to an ongoing disconnect between the shareholders and their corporation. Four of its five board members don't live in Marshall, and the CEO lives in Wyoming. CEO Russell Weller Jr. replied to KYUK's phone call with no comment. Board members have not responded to emails. In past years, the ice machine has been maintained by Quickpack Fisheries. It's downriver in Amonic and the processor that buys the fish. The machine breaks several times per year, and QuickPack's always fixed it for free. Until now. Manager Jack Schultheis says they've already fixed the machine five times this year, and it's time the owners took responsibility.
I mean, the whole community basically fishes, but they won't support their own fishermen. And we just feel that it's something that the village corporation should address and not us.
The fishermen in Marshall and Russian Mission offered to pay for the repair on credit with QuickPack. Schultheis wouldn't take the financial risk.
Some of them haven't even fished this year. And if it's all split equally, then everybody would have to fish. So what happens if a portion of them doesn't fish?
A new machine would cost about $100,000. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.